Hello, I am Nimja, and this is the Power of Hypnosis. This file will take you on a journey through all and some of the possibilities that hypnosis has to truly experience the power of hypnosis and how it has fueled imagination for centuries past and many more to come. In a way, you are a volunteer from the audience, just a random participant in this experiment. Or perhaps you are a willing listener, one that has been curious or even experienced with trance. No matter. Regardless of your background or your interests right now, let me take you to a stage. Close your eyes and imagine a simple stage, modern, clean, well-lit, with a well-dressed hypnotist standing on the center of the stage. Their hand is reaching out to you as you're slowly making your way up there, chosen, volunteering, or perhaps even planted in the audience. Who knows? Well, that's something between you and me, isn't it? Now here on the stage, there is a chair. This chair is for you. This is the hypnosis chair. Sitting down in it means that you are about to experience something powerful. Something very interesting. Probably relaxing. Who knows what else. And we're going to start with something incredibly simple. See, I have here a little pocket watch. And this pocket watch looks very pretty and shiny and glistening in the light of the stage. And as it swings from left to right, back and forth, it'll be easy to follow it with your eyes. Just imagine how easy it would be to fall in a deep trance just by staring at this pocket watch. I'm sure that you know this as a cliche by now, but there, like always, is a lot of truth behind the cliche. There's a reason why it got there in the first place. And as you keep staring at the watch going back and forth, left to right, swinging and shining in the light almost as sparkly as a crystal, maybe I should use a pendant instead. But no, not now. Maybe later. Because as you stare at the swinging watch, you're so very ready to let yourself go. And with a snap of my fingers, you are going to drop. Very nice. And as you feel yourself sinking deeper, I will tell you that we're not even close to done. The power of hypnosis runs very deep. So for a moment again, allow yourself to stare into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes. Because they are not just any eyes, they are the eyes of a powerful hypnotist, one able to switch off your mind with a snap of my fingers, just like that. And even though your mind can blissfully disappear, you can continue to stare deep into my eyes, focusing and following all the instructions that lead you further. It's important, of course, to keep your focus, to understand that your attention is paramount. Look deep into my eyes and remember that the power of hypnosis rules over you right now. It can be an incredibly enjoyable experience, and the more you enjoy it, the more fun it becomes. There's all kinds of ways to guide you deeper right now. See, while you're staring at me, if I gently shift my weight from left to right, you can automatically feel yourself beginning to sway, ever so slightly at first, mimicking my movements unconsciously. Part of your mind is allowed to find itself gently swaying from left to right and back again. It's so easy to listen and let yourself go into that state, as if the power of hypnosis runs through your veins right now. And I'm doing some strange things with my hands, making you confused if you still should be staring into my eyes, or blissfully distracted by the movements of my fingers. So much is going on, and perhaps you won't even notice the transition that is about to happen. From the waking into the waning, from the alert into the blissfully ignorant, just slowly, deeply drifting, falling. And with a snap of my fingers, you will drop even deeper. And while a part of your mind has already been taken down, there is so much more to know. There's a long and surprisingly interesting history of hypnosis. As you open your mind's eyes again, you are still on a stage, but one very different. Now there are curtains of red velvet, heavy and kind of imposing, The stage itself is much darker, and everything around you lacks the touch of technology that you noticed before. Everything is bathed in that soft yellow hue of natural candle and other lights. It is difficult to decide exactly when this is. You vaguely recall the poster of the show that you're in now. One with a big spiral behind a man that is obviously a hypnotist because of his fancy clothes, white gloves, cloak, and hat. As you sit there on the stage, I walk around you in those fancy clothes. My bright white gloves moving in and out of your vision, distracting your mind and slowly taking it for the show. The audience can barely see how far gone you already are. Your eyes are fixated on the fluttering of my fingers, glazed over and blank, no expression on your face anymore. The audience isn't close enough to see that your eyes are like spirals. They are so deeply hypnotized that anyone could see that you are under control. As you are completely unaware, happy to follow along, you look deep into my eyes, your mindless, spirally eyes, drifting. The attention of your own will goes in and out of consciousness. You can almost hear yourself repeat the words without emotion, without choice. A strangely mindless, robotic behavior. A wonderful sensation of deep emptiness. You almost hear the sentences and echo choice words. You are getting very sleepy. Your mind is no longer your own. You are completely fixated on my power. Your power. Your eyes are blissfully blank. You cannot move, cannot. I can simply take your limbs and place them wherever I like. As you are placed in different positions on stage, your face remains expressionless, as your mind can find no thoughts to think. You are blank. You are a statue. You move only where I place you. And after entertaining the audience with how beautiful you stay in position, I slowly place you back down on the chair, one that has definitely become older as well. It is long ago, both for your mind and the world. Your eyes seem to have nothing but empty spirals in them. Your pupils almost completely faded away. More and more blank as you succumb to the power of hypnosis. With the movement of my cloak, a swish past your vision and you go drop. When you slowly become aware again, the stage has changed even more. There are now walls all around you. The audience is gone. In their place, a big door, walls with all kinds of devices and bottles, perhaps some kind of laboratory. You've been ensnared by the villain, captured, taken under their control. Patterns of light, flickering candles, all around you, different ways to distract you even deeper. There are screens that draw you in, pulling your thoughts straight out of your mind, leaving nothing. The visuals and spirals that drain you of your will, leave you completely helpless, powerless. You know deep inside that you will be programmed to act, to do, to listen, to follow and obey. All your emotion and will are slowly being drained out of you until all that is left is this empty husk, this blank shell. You will do anything I ask, and you will be programmed to listen and obey. And in a moment, when I snap my fingers, you are going to tell me that you will do anything I ask, with no emotion, no thoughts, simply obeying the command. Speak. That's right. You will will be programmed to do certain actions after all of this is done. It's very possible that the awareness of these instructions will fade deep into your unconscious. The more you enjoy this, being controlled, manipulated, even mind controlled, through any means necessary, the more deep the instructions will sink. Because what you are looking at now, what you are feeling, is just one of many of my devices. I can do this for hours, days, weeks, and perhaps I have already. Who knows how long you've been strapped in that chair, fed every now and then, just to make sure that you're capable of following the instructions even more. You will be working for me without even knowing it. And you will remember the instructions very well. Deep inside, they will be stored with an incredible importance, even if you are not consciously aware of them. Now, while you are programmed to listen without emotion, it is even more fun to transform or inject emotions into this shell. You might be curious or concerned, suspicious. All it takes is the press of a button, and this device will cause all of that and more to turn into simple adoration like that. Because it's so impressive and important that my work is done, isn't it? It's so practical and helpful that you don't have to think right now. All you need to do is listen. And isn't that the most important thing? Oh yes. All it takes is just one press of a button and you feel so good. So nice. Happy. Helpful. Full of purpose. Isn't that what we want in the end? Knowing that we don't have to make all these difficult decisions, but that we can count on those wonderful devices to simply put us in the right frame of mind. At least the right frame of mind to do as I say. Now there's much more for you to learn, much more for you to do, so freeze in place. I will make sure that you're sitting in the right way, staring at the right screen, listening to the right words and feeling the right emotions. All of you will be placed, positioned, manipulated into the correct state of mind and body to enjoy this work as is intended. You might notice the touches, you may not, as I slowly move around your body and place it where I deem it important. With just a press of a button, you drop even deeper. When you slowly become aware again that you had dropped, the room is now even more ancient. There is a window that leads into a dark night, curtains, ragged fabric in front of them. The floor is covered by an old, thick carpet. There isn't much light in the room, just a simple torch on the wall. And you are not alone. Walking into the room is some strange. The clothing he wears reminds you of what you've seen before, but there's something different about it. The clothes feel ancient, old. His skin pale as alabaster, almost translucent in the light of the torch. He motions at you and your body, stands and follows without even thinking. His eyes appear to glow in the soft light. They pulse. It's almost as if you can see spirals in his eyes. You are completely, helplessly fascinated, transfixed. The furthest corners of your mind warn you of the slightly pointier teeth that you notice that are so pale that they match the color of his skin. Vampire. Eyes that take your will so easily. Powerful, centuries old. Yes, this is the power of hypnosis. Your mind is under my control. You are completely unaware of the things that will happen to you as I will feast on your delicious life. But I am sensing some emotions inside of you that are less flavorful. Let's make sure that all of that is turned into excitement, shall we? As those eyes glow fiercely, you can feel yourself filled with this beautiful excitement growing and flowing through you. Staring in his eyes is almost like staring into some reptile's eyes. Thin slits, pulsing waves of color and light. You are completely and utterly at their mercy. The power of hypnosis, mind control, from which you cannot escape, all there is left is to drop deeper. With no effort whatsoever, the vampire lifts you up. Even with your eyes closed, you can feel that light shining through you, the staring eyes piercing your mind, your will, your everything. Your eyes right now are even more empty than before. Your stare is blank as that of a statue. Your body as will-less as that of a doll. There is nothing left to take. And there is another moment where everything just goes dark and you drop. This is just a small piece of the power of hypnosis, a stone of an incredible, beautiful castle, one ingredient in a meal that can last you a lifetime. All of this is one taste of an experience that you will never forget. And yet, remembering the details might get a little fuzzy. There are so many ways to fall. So many ways to have your will taken away. So many possibilities of what can happen to your mind once that's done. And all that is left right now is a simple end to the story that will never truly fade away. These photographs, songs, memories. Trying to piece them together is like a puzzle of excitement, danger, and much more. The adventures that you will go on and have gone on will only continue to inspire you to fall even deeper. In a moment, this file will end, but your surrender will not. As my voice follows, you can enjoy it for so much longer. Otherwise, you'll finally have escaped the different stories and tales, and have lived to tell the story another day. For now, until you get back and succumb to the power of hypnosis.